Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to Shlishi in Parsha Tetzave. Vasisa es mi'il ha'efod kliol tchelis. And shall make the mi'il, this coat-like garment, of the ephod, will be all made out of tchelis, blue-green dyed wool. Rashi asks, why is it called the mi'il ha'efod? Because the ephod goes around it to belt it closed. V'hayat fi rosho besocho safa yiyel afiv. Saviv ma'ase oreg kefi sachra yihye lo yikara. And the neck hole in it, its edge will be doubled over. It will be woven this way, not sewn this way, Rashi adds, like a suit of armor that has a turned in neck as well, in order that it shall not tear. Rashi tells us that this is not merely a fashion tip, but it is an avera to tear the mi'il. Vasisa al shulav rimone tchelas v'argman v'solas shani al shulav saviv famone zahav besocham saviv. And you shall make on its lower edge pomegranates of tchelas covered wool and crimson colored wool on its edge around it. And there will be bells of gold amongst them, around them as well. Rashi says, what does this mean, a pomegranate? It means like a round ball that's empty in the middle, and the gold bells shall have a clapper in the middle. Does it mean among them, around them? Besochem saviv. It means going around the mi'il, you'll have between two of the rimonim, there'll be one bell. Pamon zahav v'rimon, pamon zahav v'rimon al shulei hami'il saviv. A golden bell, a pomegranate, a golden bell, and a pomegranate on the edge of the mi'il going around. She says that this means that each golden bell will be surrounded on both sides by a pamon pomegranate. V'haya al aron l'sharis v'nishma kolo b'voel ha'kodesh l'fnei Hashem u'betzeso v'lo yamos. And it will be on aron when he goes to serve, and its voice will be heard when he goes to the Kodesh before Hashem, and as he leaves, and he will not die. Rashi says this is to tell us, by saying, and he will not die, this is to tell us that all of the garments of the Kohuna, Big Day Kohuna, must be on the Kohen when he goes into the Kodesh Kodeshim, otherwise he's Chayv Misa Bidei Shemayim, from heaven. V'yasisa tzitz zahav tahor u'vitachta alav pituchei choysam Kodesh La Hashem. And you shall make a golden tzitz, a golden plate of pure gold, and you shall write upon it, etch upon it, the words Kodesh La Hashem. Rashi says, what's a tzitz? A tzitz is like a plaque of gold, and it is 2 fingers wide, but on the forehead from ear to ear. V'samta oso al psil tcheles v'haya al hamitznafes el mul pnei hamitznefes yihye. And shall place on it a string of tcheles, colored wool, and it will be on the headpiece, placed at the front, or lying on the front of the headpiece. This is where it will be placed. Rashi says that there will be a space in between the mitznefes and the tzitz in order for the kohen to put on tefillin, and as well that the tchelis colored wool strings will be hanging off of the sides of the tzitz, and they go around the back of the head and be tied there. So Rashi says, so what does the pasuk say that the tzitz should go on the mitznefes? It's talking about in the back that the middle string will go around to make sure that it doesn't fall off, and that's where it will go over the mitznefes. V'haya al metzach aron v'nasa aron es avon ha'kodashim asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael l'chol matnos kodshehem v'haya al mitzchot tamid l'ratzon em lifnei Hashem. It will be on the forehead of Aaron, and Aaron will carry the sin of the kodashim, sacrificial meats that b'nei Yisrael are sanctifying, and all of the presence of their sanctification, and it will be on his forehead always to appease them or atone for them before Hashem. She says, what does it mean Aaron will carry the averas? It means, on one hand, simply means to get them forgiven, and it also means literally Rashi says we're not going to depart from the literal meaning of the pasuk that means to carry, that he carries that as a bold, a burden, in order that he should remove the sins from the kodashim. Rashi says, well, what does that mean, the avon kodashim? To be doing the avoda with the blood and the fats that were brought with tuma, and through the tzitz, he causes them to be kosher for a korban. Rashi says, what does this mean? That's always on his head. It can't always be on his head. It's only when he's doing avoda. Rather, it's always on his head, meaning, if it's not on his head, it is not meratzeh, it does not fix the problematic korbanos, or that it's always on his head in order to remember to be mekadesh the korbanos while he's doing them. And that's till I was wanting to wander. V'shibatzta hakisonis sheish v'asisa mitznefes sheish v'avne ta'aseh ma'aseh rokim. And you shall weave a kisonis of linen, and you shall make a headdress of linen, and the belt you shall make in a way that it is stitched. Rashi asks, what does it mean, shibatzta, that you should make it woven and woven upon woven, and all of it will be woven out of linen. Livnei Aaron ta'aseh kutnos ve'asisa lehem avnetim u'migvaos ta'aseh lehem l'chavur l'tifaras. And for the children of Aaron, you will make also these garments of kutnos, and you shall make them belts and hats in honor and for splendor. Rashi says this comes to limit the amount of begadim that the Bnei Aaron, the regular Kohanim, could wear. Just the ketonis, the tunic, the belt, the hat, and the pants, which we will speak about later. And the migvat is the mitznefet. They're both called the same item. And that's all four of the garments that the regular Kohen wears. So sam es Aaron, achicha ves banav ito, umashachto sam umilisa es. Adam vekidashto sam vechihanuli. And you will dress them, Aaron your brother and his sons with him, and you will anoint them, and you will fill their hands, and sanctify them, and they will serve me. Rashi says that you will dress Aaron, and the choshen, the ephod, the me'il, the ketonis, the tashbetz, the mitznefet, the avnet, the tzitz, and the pants which are written below. And his sons will be dressed in the regular four begadim, the four garments. And you will pour the shemen hamishcha on all of them. Mashachto osam means you'll pour the shemen hamishcha, the anointing oil, the oil with the frankincense. And then you will fill their hands. What does fill their hands mean? Rashi says that it means the word chinuch, to inaugurate, we oftentimes translate, means to prepare it for the service that it will stand in that place. It means to give them over the assignment that they're going to do. Yesu lehem mechneseva lechasos, patzer erva mimosnaim, v'ad yarechai mihiyehu. And it will make for them pants of linen to cover the skin of their nakedness from their hips to their thighs. Rashi says, what do you mean make for them? It means Aaron and his sons. Mechnesevad means the eighth garment for the Kohen Gadol and the fourth garment for the regular Kohen. V'hayu al Aaron v'albanav bevo al o'al moed o begishtam el mezbech l'sharis b'kodesh v'lo yisu avon v'mesu chukas olam lo ulozaro achrav. And they will be on Aaron and his children as they go into the Ohel Moed, or when they approach the Mizbeach to serve in holiness, and they will not carry a sin and die. This will be an internal law for them and for his children after him. Rashi says, and they will be on Aaron, meaning all of the begadim, not just the pants. Rashi says that they'll die, meaning that they are chayiv misabitei shemayim if they don't wear all of their begadim. What's the point of saying this is forever, chukas olam, is it forever, forever? He says no. When it says chukas olam, it's a gezerah immediately, and then in all future generations.